Well, Wayne, thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Waitea. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Kore.
Again, thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon. Firstly, we've had a huge contingent of our whānau from Waipareira Trust coming up to Te Tai Tukurau to Afi and Manaaki, the great work that has already been done by your health providers. How are they doing? How is it all up there?
Yeah, I managed to speak to our CEO for Te Hauaro o Ngāpuhi, Te Roku Poa, and she says that they are keen to carry on with the work, but they are getting tired, and so the offer for Waipareira to go up and assist there, not just with Ngāpuhi, but all our other Tai Tukurau groups, is much appreciated. And we give thanks to our whānau.
Because we do know that us whānau down here in urban Auckland, there is a very deep whakapapa with Waipareira Trust and our whānau from Te Tai Tukurau. They were the original dreamers and designers of Te Whānau or Waipareira Trust. So there is a whakahono with us here and with the North. So, we recognise that. In terms of Waipareira Trust, not that I want you to comment on the actual court case itself, but there is an issue around data and the information that the government holds or does not hold, actually, is the information that the government does not hold has become an issue for us, particularly during this COVID. The government has said on numerous occasions that they don't know where we are, that they find us inaccessible, when in actual fact, this kind of data is just not there. They have not kept up with us, with our movements. Are you concerned that there is this type of information not available on us, for us, and by us?
Yes, for just about every government agency, that's been an issue. Being in the police, we find it difficult to keep in contact with our whānau. Over the years, we've become very transient as a people. But when it comes to health, of course, and our immediate emergency situation with COVID, that's highlighted the inability for agencies to keep in contact with our whānau. I know that even phone numbers, they change by week because most of that, in my view, is due to poverty and an inability to, keep up with your data on your phone, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a difficult concept to keep on top of it. We keep, as a Māori worker in government, I know that all my colleagues, whatever government agency you be in, we are always wanting to get that information, be it at iwi level or hapu level, so that we can keep in contact with our whānau. But of course, there are reasons why some of our whānau do not want to be tracked, and that we totally understand that. Māori particularly in New Zealand have been marginalised, and that's well recognised both by the Crown and internationally.
And so when organisations who are working with our whānau, and probably our very vulnerable whānau as well, regardless of who they are or where they are, what is the whakaaro of Ngāpuhi in accessing this data to be able to help them deliver the services that are required to assist our whānau to progress?
Okay, so it would, in my view, be under emergency. So I guess we could look at COVID-19 Delta as one of those cases. So that's sort of something that's playing out as we talk too, though. But for the moment, our Māori advisors, the likes of Rāwiri Jensen and Rāwiri Taunui, are saying to us that this is still a crisis situation. So it's off the back of that that we would take our lead, because they are trusted sources of information for Ngāpuhi, and I would say for Taitokerau also, and I won't speak for other iwi. But particularly in regard to COVID for the moment, I have no issue with information being shared. We've got your wider information down to the heat map type scenario, but it doesn't drill down to the individual information. But for me, you know, we have the Ministry of Health who have been unable to be in contact with our whānau or engage with them properly. And so why not use a new way to access our whānau by sharing the personal details?
Ashley Bloomfield, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, he did say, he was quoted in the media as saying that there are iwi that do not want to share their data, and regardless of whether it's with whānau order or any other, but in this particular instance, it was around, it was with whānau order. If it is to help, if it is, are you saying if it is to help assist, reach our whānau, then Kaiti Pai fine. How do you feel though about the Crown, our partner, speaking on behalf of what iwi wants or does not want?
So Ngāpuhi's position, in terms of partnership at least, as a word we would rather use, the English word would be a relationship. Ngāpuhi didn't envisage that there was a partnership when they signed Te Whakaputanga Me Te Tiki. It was more a relationship and one that was allowed the Crown to manage, and that's that. But when it comes to information sharing in regards to personal details, that's going to be problematic. I'll just go back to your question. Mr. Bloomfield is introducing the concept that iwi leaders, iwi chairs do not want the data shared. The actual position that national iwi chairs have placed is that that's up to each iwi to make their decision, and not for the Crown to impose that upon us. It's also not helpful to introduce iwi chairs into that conversation, because it's actually the Ministry of Health's role to make that decision unencumbered. I mean, they can do their own analysis. I haven't spoken to any chair at all, any iwi chair, who has opposed outright this concept of sharing the information with Waipareira or with any of the whānau order groups. There may be some reservations, but that's entirely up to each iwi to make that call. I don't think that we should be pulled into that conversation and to make a decision for the Crown, to be honest.
It is not an argument where it's not a Māori versus Māori argument here. This is really all about ensuring that our whānau are well and safe, is it not?
That's the primary concern we have, Te Runanga a iwi o Ngāpuhi, is the well-being of our whānau. And under the current circumstances, in terms of COVID, yes, that is quite correct.
Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon. I won't get you to comment around the people that are, you know, coming up around your border and then being stopped on your border. We'll leave that for Facebook. We'll leave that for social media. Not unless you have got a comment about that, Mr. Whareroa.
Look, I mean, we've got a diverse group of people in Ngāpuhi, as you know, and we all respect one another's positions. You know, but I think we've got to be quite firm when we have information before us, and be staunch in where we believe the safety of our people is paramount. Accepting, of course, that, you know, people who think that their freedoms are being interfered with, well, I mean, you know, if somebody's life was at risk, I would suggest that the priority would be the life rather than somebody's individual freedom. I don't know where that lands, but that's how I feel at the moment.
Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Wāatea. Thank you very much for your generosity of time. Me tuku mihi ki a koe.
Kia ora, Florey. Much appreciated.